futures closed mostly higher on Thursday. Digital recipes play a pivotal role in the path to purchase for grocery and consumer packaged goods, a pathway the Beef Checkoff is using to accelerate the e-commerce growth of beef products. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 8th of January. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light demand in Kansas, the Northern Plains, and the Western Corn Belt through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Although too few to trend, there were a few dress trades in Nebraska at $177 a hundredweight, which was $1 to $2 higher than last week, when live prices were $112 in the Southern Plains and $110 to $112 up north. Firmer cattle futures and higher outside markets are helping foster optimism for higher cash prices this week. The five-area weighted average steer price in December was $109.05 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was 20 cents higher than the previous month, but $10.95 less than the previous year, according to USDA. The average steer price in the beef was $170.94, which was 60 cents higher than the previous month, but $20.24 less than the prior year. Cattle futures closed mostly higher Thursday. Support included the likely need for packers to get cattle bought in order to maintain the brisk processing pace. Feeder cattle also benefited from a pause in escalating corn futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 26 cents higher, except for 2 cents lower and 25 cents lower on either end of the board. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.11 higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 54 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $205.81 a hundredweight. Select was 51 cents higher at $196.59. The average dressed steer weight the week ending December 25th was 913 pounds, according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. That was 8 pounds less than the previous week, but 8 pounds heavier than the same week a year earlier. The average dressed heifer weight of 839 pounds was 8 pounds less than the previous week, but 2 pounds heavier than the prior year. Corn futures closed unchanged to a penny lower. Soybean futures closed 3 to 6 cents lower through SEP of 21, and then mostly 1 to 2 cents higher. Calves and feeders traded mixed across a wide range at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 450 to 600 pounds sold $4 to $12 higher at Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, while heifers weighing 500 pounds sold $3 higher. There are 4,930 head on offer. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers sold $2 to $5 lower. Heifers weighing 600 to 850 pounds sold $2 to $5 lower, steady at 850 to 1,000 pounds, and then with lower undertones at heavier weights. There are 4,729 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing more than 550 pounds sold steady to $5 lower, with instances of up to $10 lower at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, where there are 3,039 head. Feeder heifers weighing 550 to 600 pounds sold $5 to $8 higher, $1 to $5 lower at 650 to 700 pounds, steady to $3 higher at 700 to 750 pounds, and then $3 to $8 lower at 750 to 900 pounds. Steers weighing 4.5 to 5.5 sold $10 to $12 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing 550 to 650 sold $2 to $7 lower, and then steady to $2.50 lower at 650 to 850 pounds. Heifers weighing less than 600 pounds traded $5 to $12 higher, and then $1 to $3 lower at 650 to 750 pounds. There are 2,114 head on offer. Also in Iowa, steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold mostly steady to $5 higher in the Western Iowa pre-conditioned sale at Denison Livestock Auction. Heifers weighing 700 to 900 pounds sold mostly $3 higher. There are 1,925 head on offer. major U.S. financial indices surged higher Thursday, buoyed in part by clarity surrounding the presidential election and fewer initial unemployment insurance claims than the trade expected. For the week ending January 2nd, initial unemployment insurance claims of 787,000 were 3,000 fewer than the previous week, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 211 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 55 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 326 points. Digital recipes play a pivotal role in the path to purchase for grocery and consumer packaged goods, a pathway the Beef Checkoff is using to accelerate e-commerce growth of beef products. First, some context. Last summer, a company named Chicory, the leading contextual commerce provider for consumer packaged goods and grocery brands, released results from the first annual Digital Recipe Usage Survey, quantifying the role of digital recipes in the path to purchase. It demonstrated that recipes represent the number one reason a shopper purchases a new product, meaning that recipes are a top strategy for getting new and lapsed shoppers to consider trying a brand that they haven't recently considered. According to Unisami Shima, Chicory's CEO and co-founder, this validates the idea that recipes drive consumer behavior. Consumers use recipes to plan ahead for shopping trips, reference recipes in store, and re-reference recipes after the shop as they cook. So, a contextual commerce strategy for grocery and consumer product good brands should integrate commerce-enabled ads within recipes to directly connect recipe and food inspiration to retailer sites for purchase. More specifically, according to the Chicory survey, 81% of respondents confirmed that they use digital recipes, 82% of Americans responded that they reference digital recipes on their mobile devices while they are physically in the store, and recipes are 19% more likely to inspire a shopper to try a new product than a recommendation of a family member or friend. With all of that in mind, Chicory and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association announced this week a partnership to raise the profile of beef to American consumers and accelerate e-commerce growth of beef products at Kroger and Kroger banners, Walmart grocery, and Albertson Safeway banners. As you're likely already aware, NCBA is a contractor to the Beef Checkoff program and manages the brand Beef It's What's for Dinner. So, the Beef Checkoff is leveraging Chicory's digital shopping aisle experience for two media campaigns, as well as shoppable recipes on the website beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Beef It's What's for Dinner is utilizing what's called Chicory Premium in recipe ad units to promote beef products in contextually relevant recipes on more than 1,500 recipe sites, including Taste of Home, Creme de la Creme, and Fork in the Kitchen. In essence, consumers see ads that are shoppable at Kroger and Kroger banners, Walmart grocery, or Albertson Safeway banners based on retailer geography. Clicking on the ad takes consumers to an area showcasing the available beef products needed for the recipe and available at nearby retailers. That's your CalCurrent Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 8th of January. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.